It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than chit-chatting with a terrorist. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com and click live broadcast. Or, the way a lot of people are watching it these days, the Davin's Den page on Facebook Live via Zoom. The audio is better on davincomedy.com and the video is better on Facebook because there is no video on the other. I'm your host, Davin Rosebud. I am joined by the man who looks, as usual, like he just broke in to his own home, Joe Curry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joe. And the woman who looks like she's roasting marshmallows and about to scare children, Pip Helix.
That's every day. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Who are you, Anne Frank? You're in the dark and hiding somewhere.
Wow. Wow. We're not even 2 minutes in yet. First Nazi reference. That was quick. That might be.
Really? I think we broke a record.
See what happens when Joe doesn't get to do 3 hours with us? He comes ready with Nazi material right off the bat.
I know.
On the show, a freshman congresswoman is anti-mask and wants everyone to know about it. Pip blogged about that, and she certainly has some strong opinions on that. A newscaster wonders why Alex Trebek is dead, but Mitch McConnell's alive. Wonder how that worked out for him. School of Fools as a university tries to interview a terrorist. Music can now be beamed directly into your little whittle head. And if you're going to go to a concert, you're going to have to prove that you don't have the COVID-19. Ticketmaster's changing some rules, and we'll do some scamming scammers. First, a little bit of housekeeping. A couple weeks ago, we made election predictions. And Joe predicted Trump in a landslide. Pip predicted Biden narrowly, and I predicted Biden comfortably. Last week, we gave the win to Pip because it was still tight. But now, after all the counting's been done, it is now quite comfortable, or as the president would call it, a landslide if it was on the other ledger. So I am your presidential prognosticator. Procrastinator. No, that's number 45. 45's procrastinating. I'm your prognosticator. So I got that right because it was close to 6 million in the popular vote and 306 electoral to 232. So, woohoo to me.
Yeah.
I really get nothing. I get nothing for that achievement weeks in the making, but woohoo nonetheless.
Woohoo. Woohoo at you.
Woohoo. Joe's quiet. Joe doesn't want to talk about that.
No, I'm just waiting to when things, the country starts falling apart with bad policy because people voted for personality over policy.
That's how Trump won. Trump doesn't have policy. What are you talking about? I don't want to get into it all, but you're the one who whacks week after week. He doesn't have policy. I'm waiting for his policy. You said week after week you're waiting for Trump's policy.
No, but it was on the other things. He's gonna when Biden starts taking away the increasing regulations.
That's policy.
Starts to push the Green New Deal.
Those are policies. Those are policies. You just contradicted your argument. Those were all policies.
No. He's going to start rescinding a lot of the stuff that Trump had.
But that's policy. That's policy. That's not personality. That's policy. You just said
people
they picked.
Because a lot of people voted against Trump because they had no reason. They had no other reason for that because they just didn't like the guy.
No, there's tons of reasons. There's tons of reasons. You're deluding yourself.
True.
You're deluding yourself. Don't go down that road. Don't go down the... People voted for Trump because they don't like his policies. They don't like him. I'll give you that.
They voted because a lot of people don't know what the fuck they're voting for, and they voted for him simply because they just didn't like him, and they're not going to realize how beneficial the policies were until Biden starts reversing them.
250,000 dead Americans would say otherwise.
When we're back into the Paris Accord again and all of that, so they'll see.
No, they won't. They voted for policy. They don't like this guy's policies either. He doesn't have policy. You can't tell me a Trump policy. You can tell me him taking away things. You can't tell me...
You sit in your basement all day. You don't talk to people. I'm talking to people every day.
You talk to the same angry white guys you always talk to.
Okay, no, they're different people, but you know what? I'm not... Like De Niro does? Fine. You'll see.
De Niro voted for Biden.
De Niro, when it's coming, you always go, okay, you'll see.
I talk to people from all over the world. I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know about that either.
Okay, you'll see, the both of you.
Wait a minute,
you're talking like he lives in a bunker, like the way that the talk reports are about Biden.
He does.
No, actually, I don't. Actually... we've been over this. I don't want to go over it again, but of anybody who's traveled the world out of the three of us, I think it's been me. I think I've traveled the world and met more
different... Where have you gone lately?
Where have I gone lately?
No one's gone anywhere lately.
Because your guys' lack of policies, nobody will take our passport. Mm-hmm. We can't go anywhere. But have you been out of the country this year? I have. Have you?
No.
Okay. So let's move on then.
However... I talk to people where you live in a little bubble.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. How many people do you talk to that don't live in this country? I did a whole report on other people's media on this show from other countries. What are you even talking about?
I'm talking about people that live in this country that voted for somebody that they just didn't like the guy because he was mean.
No.
And he was prejudiced, and they're going to find out that the policies that they had in place that are going to be reversed are going to be detrimental to this country.
At
this juncture, I'm not saying anything. I will just let you and the other folks, as we progress with 2021, going on to the next 4 years, see what happens. And we'll take it from there.
But your argument that he has no policy and they didn't vote on policy is incorrect.
My point is that Biden is going to reverse a lot of policies that Trump had.
Okay? Which were policies that Obama had. So Biden is going to go back to the policies that Obama had. Obama was the president who got elected for 2 terms, motherfucker. Count them. Mm-hmm. 8 years. 2 terms. Right. You know how hard it is to be a one-term president? You have to suck to be a one-term president. W even got 2 terms.
I'm going to go back to that. You're going to see gas be $3 a gallon again.
No, gas was low under Obama. You need to go back and fact check. We actually gained fuel independence, energy independence under Obama. You need to go back and check that. You really do. Gas is going to go up and down anyway. Gas is
New Deal policies and go against fracking and go against
Joe. Gas is low right now. Because nobody's traveling. Nobody's flying. Nobody's driving. That's why gas is low right now. When everything opens up, whenever that is, 2020...
Where was it for the 3 prior years before the pandemic hit?
It fluctuated like it always does.
But it wasn't as high as it was.
You need to go back and check.
When was the last time we had to deal with the Middle East? With any of the bullshit there. We haven't had to do that because we were getting oil independent of them. It's going to be reversed.
Syria. We just dealt with Syria. What are you talking about?
It hadn't had an effect on the price of fuel oil.
Yes, it did. It spiked. It spiked when we went after Syria and we left the Kurds. It spiked. You're better than this. Stop with the talking points.
You're clueless about a lot of things. You pontificate like you're this sophisticated person, but you're not by any means.
I read a lot more than you do.
You read a lot, that's great, but you don't live in the real world. You live in a world that's on paper. You live in a paper world. You don't live in a real day.
You have not given one example. You have not given one example.
You don't.
You have not given one example. You don't travel like I do. You don't know people all over like I do.
Somewhere is the traveling clown when you're not.
No.
It's not traveling and based on policy, okay?
What?
Sorry. I hate to burst that.
Joe, nobody ever listens to you and think that guy knows anything but Long Island. What are you even talking about? Seriously, you need to stop. You need to back up what you're saying with some facts. Everything I've just said can be looked into with facts. Everything I just said to you.
You wait and see, and it will be coming to the forefront.
What does that even mean?
You'll see.
What does that mean?
You're going to see higher gas prices.
Probably at some point.
Business stagnation due to regulation. You're going to see they're trying to do the higher taxes because they're going to do loan forgiveness, and you're going to see your taxes go up so high.
I'm not in that tax bracket. I won't.
Okay, now you'll see.
Now state taxes might go up because the states are broke. That's very possible, but that has nothing to do with what Biden's doing right now. It's very possible that in New York State it's going to go up. They're waiting on a deal from Congress to help these states out. The states are broke. They don't have the money to administer the vaccine when it comes out. They, unfortunately, a lot of the states have not been able to update their schools, which is why there's so many kids are learning at home. Unfortunately, a lot of the rural states, their hospitals are in disrepair. There's a lot of issues. A lot of people's taxes are going to go up. It's a pretty bad situation, but I don't know if that's because Joe Biden's president. That's because we got our ass kicked by a pandemic.
Yeah, but you'll see his policies that will not be business centric going into his administration.
How can
so
they
start to see this all coming? We'll have this conversation in 2021.
You know, every time a Republican comes into office, a Democrat has to fucking fix it. You know, Bill Clinton had a surplus. W ran it into the ground. Obama had to fix it. Obama was growing. Trump continued that. They were both growing. And then this happened. So now Biden has to fix it. You can't give me an example other than Reagan with Jimmy Carter. Now, things were already starting to get a little better towards the end of Jimmy Carter. But it's certainly fair to give Ronald Reagan credit for what happened in the 80s and see that was a change in policy and that benefited the country. But other than that, in the past 40 years, you can't give me an example of where a Republican went in and left it better for a Democrat. It's just not true.
Well, if it wasn't for the pandemic that went on, the economy would be doing fantastic. And Joe Biden does not have the policies that will get us out of here.
You don't know that. You don't know that. You're already right. You've already made up your mind before day one.
Because I've heard his plans and what he plans to do.
And well, I mean, listen, the financial institutions, for what they're worth, they like it. I don't know how it's going to translate. Listen, there's hard times coming
because it's going to be in a state of flux, and the market likes when everything is a state of flux.
No, that's not true. That's not how the market works. The market does not like flux.
That actually is true.
No, it's not.
They do like both sides of the aisle, not really working with each other.
No, but the market likes when things are calm because the market is all about predicting the future. When things are flux, that's when they get nervous. That's when you have the sell-offs. They like calm. That's what the market likes. So when things were relatively calm financially with Trump, the market, you know, I mean, listen, we saw the biggest losses and gains I've ever seen before. Like one day it's down 800, the next day it's up 900. But I mean, it was growing. Obama was steady. It was growing. You know, they like consistency. Right now, it's up and down because they don't know what 2021 looks like. You know, it looks like it's going to be a shit show, but then we have a vaccine. But then the two administrations aren't working together, so we don't know if we're going to be able to administer the vaccine. So it goes up and down, up and down. Does not like flux. The market does not like flux. The market likes consistency and calmness. That's how you get steady growth, and that's how you get high returns.
But if they find out that they're not settling on a certain policy, it keeps growing. They like that. If they're not, that they have the policy where they're not really sticking to it, it keeps it going.
No, I mean, the market does fine under most presidents. I mean, it shit the bed under W. At one point, it was good under Trump. I mean, you don't want to give him any responsibility for the pandemic. I don't think that's right. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what under Biden, it's going to go up. It's going to go down. That's what it's going to do. But you can't look at the market. The market is not an indicator of the country's health. You can't look at it. I mean, for some people it's nice. I mean, I do okay with it, but just because I'm doing okay in the market doesn't mean the country's doing okay. You have no idea what the guy's what's going to happen in 2021 or 2022. I have a feeling the second half of 2021 will probably be pretty good. Because if everything is, if everything checks out with these vaccines, we now have two possible ones. Things should start growing. You should see a good in the third and fourth quarter. I expect Donald Trump to tweet quickly and fastidiously that he deserves credit for it. That's fine. I don't care what he tweets and everything, but that's probably what will happen. I mean, listen, there could be a terrorist attack that could knock it down. We could have growth. Our allies might welcome us back. Our allies might turn them back. There's so many factors. Only a fool would predict what the market's going to do in the next 2 or 3 years. Now, people get paid a lot of money to do that, but those guys are usually just as wrong as anybody else. Just as wrong as the polls and the presidential polls. It's just guessing. It's guesswork. People thought the Yankees were going to win the World Series this year. Guess not. What are you going to do? people thought the Jets might get 7-8 wins. Guess not. What are you going to do? people predict.
Who said that?
What?
Who said that?
Because the Jets finished 6-2 last year. The Jets finished strong. They finished the season 7-9. It was the second year in this coach's system. Second year for the quarterback with this offensive coach and everything. People predicted that. They said, well, the Jets have a tougher schedule, so they won't really get more wins than last year, but they could get 5, 6, 7 wins. That's what people do. They talk out of their ass. Anybody who predicts shit talks out of their ass.
I predict my Giants are going all the way now.
That's fine. Your prediction is just as valid as anybody else's when it comes to that. It's only the pool.
In the division, that's so horrible. It's beyond belief.
Yeah. But listen, that could happen. The Giants could win the division. The Giants could make the play. Predictions. People like to hang their hats on predictions. Have we learned nothing from the polls from this year? They mean nothing. They mean nothing. Your financial predictions mean nothing. Well, Biden's presidency means nothing. All we can do now is look back on the past 4 years. There's nothing further to predict with Trump other than the next 65 days. And I got some predictions, but I'm not going to share them. But, listen, all we can predict with Biden, we don't know. I think it's going to be calmer. The markets do well under Democrats. It's going to be fine. We're going to get past this pandemic. It looks like we're going to get past this pandemic a lot quicker than originally thought, which is a good thing. It's going to be a good thing.
Well, we were talking about business projections in construction, at least in the New York area, and we're figuring mediocre going into 21, absolutely horrific. In the middle of the summer of 21, and then maybe getting better in late 22. So we'll see what happens.
No, I think, first of all, construction always picks up in the summer, especially if people are home, because there was couldn't get lumber this year because everybody was doing.
But the problem with the city is everybody's moving out of the city and there's no new construction because there's nobody to sell it to. So hopefully if the rent, if the leasing and the rents work out and it stabilizes, it should get back to normal.
Real estate.
At least we're factoring, and like we were saying today, we're hope they're off, but we would, the economic folks are figuring probably 22. But we'll see,
Optimistic projection with these vaccines, that's why I'm couching this. I think by the spring, summer, we're going to be all right. Now, real estate in the cities is going to take a little longer to come back because you got to convince people to move back in. But once the arts start coming back, once you start being able to go to theater and concerts and restaurants, then everybody's going to remember how much they love all the cities around the country. And then they'll start coming back. But now where you're going to have problems with the businesses is businesses have now realized they don't need to lease a whole floor of a skyscraper. They can have a skeleton crew, and they can have like a couple of meeting rooms and an IT team, and have people rotate in and out. They don't need so that's going to be interesting.
You want to know an interesting thing? I was in a Skype meeting today at the day program, and there's a new customer service person that's going to be working with us, and she was from home. And her kid was starting to, act up and stuff like that, which is kind of funny. And I have somebody that works with me that's going to work 2 days a week and then goes home for the next 3 days, you know, every week, and he's dreading it. So even though, you know, with the whole thing working from home is nice, there might be a tipping point where people might want to get back to the office.
Yeah, but the but the bosses.
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
Yeah, but that they might want to go back, but the bosses aren't going to pay for it. They'd be like, "Fuck you! Get your own damn office supplies. I don't need to have a whole team and spend $50,000 a month just for space when you can work at your dining room table." No, it's not going to happen.
I think it's going to balance that. There's 2 points though, but I'll see how that balances out.
I don't know. I think this is a game changer.
There's still something about people in offices that, you know, they some really prefer, you know, FaceTime as the program, but they prefer being face to face and having the convenience of being able to walk down the hall and talk to somebody without having to dial in and da da da. So I mean, there are some good points about having people present. So I think that there definitely will be a lot of people that go back to the office. But now that we've learned that there's so much that we can do over Zoom, it's certainly going to change the way business is done.
There's no way.
Forward.
There's no way. What you're going to see is you're going to see various companies leasing space with each other. That's what they're going to do. You're going to see them merging because they don't need everybody there all the time. They might need everybody there once a week, once a month for meetings. They don't need five secretaries sitting there all the time when the call can go directly to the secretary at wherever the hell she is and she can patch you through. Technology's a wonderful thing, you know, and
learning the way to use it.
And that will.
I remember in the spring we were having a Zoom meeting at the day program, and I remember when the meeting was over, there was a couple of issues that we weren't pleased with. So I asked my boss, I go, well, what do you think? He goes, well, I used to have to fly in to hear this.
Yeah.
You're just sitting in the conference room and hear this.
That's absolutely right. And that's
going to... I absolutely loved working from home when I was working. We had shut down and we were working from our homes, and I could nap during lunchtime. I was like, this is a revelation. I could do whatever I wanted is the point. But I mean, like, just having, you know, that freedom. I could go down the hall and get a cup of coffee and come back, and there was no, you know, dirty eyeball on me. Where were you?
Well, I tell you, I did not want to work. I love my house. I love my neighborhood. I'm happy. I'm alone, and it's very, very quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. And there are
too quiet.
Where, like, I go, I got to go outside. I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go nuts. So spending 8 hours a day and then another 8 hours at night, you know, remaining night, I go nuts.
Well,
there's the flip side. Katie in our chat room says, I sure hope my dad goes back. He drives my mom and I out of our minds. So there is a little too much people not... You know, it's like absence makes the heart grow fonder sometimes. It's like, it is a little nice to have a little break from each other when people have to go to work.
Yes.
You have something to talk about.
Yeah, that's all well and good.
But when you're there the whole time, oh my God,
That's all well and good, but the bosses don't give a shit about your peace of mind. They don't care that you're annoying your family. They're like, wow, look how much money I am saving. That's what, and it's going to keep gas prices down. Because there won't be as much commuting, which will be nice.
Yeah.
Keep your wear and tear down on your cars. I mean, there's going to be some businesses that are going to go back. But even like doctors, they do teleconferences now. Oh, yeah, show me this. Does this look inflamed? Hold on, doc. Let me get my balls up to the camera. This one looks swollen. Can you take a look?
Yeah.
Well, doc, I'm going to back up.
For fun.
Doc, I'm going to back up. Can you look at my asshole? Is that a hemorrhoid, doc? I mean, even doctors. So, I mean, if doctors are doing this shit with Zoom, so is plumbing. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Selling plumbing, not actually doing plumbing. You certainly can't do that remotely.
It's fine, though. But here's the thing, you guys. There's going to be more of these. The scientists tell us there's more of these are coming. You know, and it's because we keep on encroaching in the wild, taking their space, mingling with animals we've never mingled with before that have, you know, viruses that the human body does not have. There's more of this coming. The next one might start in Europe.
What do you mean mingling with, like, animals? Like, we're going to have chimps over at a cocktail party?
You might.
They keep throwing feces at the hors d'oeuvres.
You've invited worse over. I see the company you keep.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more of this. There's more of this coming. So, and you know, the smart businesses know that. They know it. They know it's coming. This is just
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I watched this really interesting video about the science of the virus yesterday. And I mean, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to say this word for word properly. But the thing was that it had the differences between the way that the virus mutates from the way that the common flu mutates is there's a difference in their DNA, and one of them had a segmented DNA and the other one didn't, and that made the difference between how often it would mutate. Now, the mutation between SARS, which was the previous COVID, and this one, it doesn't change as much as the flu changes from year to year because the difference in their DNA, and so the mutations are not great enough that it's going to be that big of a difference year to year. We're still going to get a vaccine probably every year, but the differences from year to year won't change as much as they do, you know, with the flu. So I thought that was really interesting that, you know, you could there'd be enough similarity year to year that once the vaccine is in place, they can actually decide on what the mutation's probably going to be the next time.
Yeah, well, somebody should tell the minks that in Denmark, because apparently they're having a problem with this COVID. It's wiping out the minks in Denmark, and now they're afraid we'll get that one. So who the fuck
knows?
You
know what the most amazing thing about what you just said was? Your mouth didn't move once.
I know, she's frozen.
You know what? I was throwing my voice.
Yes, some ventriloquism. So speaking of the COVID, my daughter goes to school. She does the hybrid, where one day she's in school, one day she's off school. Well, that's what was happening. It's been shut down since Friday after Halloween, my kid's high school. Now, why was it shut down? Why would school get shut down? Well, on Halloween, some kids decided to have a Halloween party. Because there's nothing going on. Have the old Halloween party. So they have the Halloween. They have the Halloween party. And then on that Monday, one of the kids comes to school for 80 minutes until he leaves sick. So the kid was in school infecting people for 80 minutes.
Oh, no.
And then he had to go home sick. So then we get the message on the following. So that Monday, then that Thursday, school is going to be shut down. They were supposed to open up tomorrow. Tomorrow the kids were supposed to go back to school. But they are not. Here is the fallout, just so you know how contagious this COVID is and how just a little bit of irresponsibility by people in the community can mess things up. So this is actually just up one more. So 15 high school kids have tested positive. 15 high school kids have tested positive. 306 students had a quarantine. 306 students had a quarantine because these kids had a party, and 30 staff members, including faculty, had a quarantine. And then you got to think about their families and just how much it goes, because somebody decided to have a Halloween party. What parent is letting their kid have a Halloween party this year? I mean, talk about the height of just not giving a shit about your fellow man. And then, you know, in our day, and in my kid's day before this year, your kid had a low-grade fever, you took your chances, you know, you give them a couple Tylenol, you send them on their way, they'll be home. If they don't feel good, they'll go to the nurse. That's what you did. Now if somebody has the sniffles, you can't send your kid to school. You can't do that. Now, how do you let your kid go to school where he's so sick he has to come home 80 minutes later?
Yeah, no, it's a huge problem that you can't take chances with these things at all. We had two close calls, and, you know, me still. My brother's son came home and had a lot of COVID. He had gone to his friend's house. The friend, they were having a family party, which is questionable in and of itself. But one of the aunts was what do you call it when you're, oh my God, I'm blanking
asymptomatic?
On the word. She wasn't contagious. She had been near somebody who had COVID.
Asymptomatic?
That's what I just said.
She was like close to somebody who had it.
Well, you know what? Then she had no business going to a fucking party. Stay
exactly.
home, woman.
So she went to that party where a family party where grandpa has breathing problems and is there at the house. And of course, now my nephew was there, so he comes home. Now my brother, who, you know, has, you know, preconditions that this would be very dangerous for him to get it, he goes home and then he finds out about all this. So he just got tested and he, sent me the notice today that he's negative, thank God. But also, Mr. Helix went to work, and his boss was close to somebody. He ate at a restaurant where then a couple days later it was closed down because two of the people there did have COVID. So now we're waiting for the results of his boss because they were near each other. It's like...
Well, it gets well. At the day program, my IT guy was out a couple of days because he's having his bathroom redone at his house, and one of the workers there wound up testing positive, so he had to get tested. And there's one thing that with this my Santa Claus stuff. Obviously, there's not many gigs out there, but you know, during the year, I wanted to see how this worked out. As we're getting several weeks away from me even doing a gig, I think I might have three gigs. And I was thinking about it, and we were just discussing parents' irresponsibility, and we were discussing how kids are boneheads. And when I do these shows, you know, the parents really don't watch the kids. The kids jump all over you to do this. And basically, that's part of the deal of that job. And every year in, year out, that's what I deal with. That's why we have the hell gig stories, and it takes me 11 months to go down. But that's that job. That's the job. But that job never affected my day program, you know? And I'm a little leery, you know, that if I go, you know, with these kids and something, you know, somebody is sick, that could affect me and my day program. So I'm probably gonna call the booker this weekend and have a chat with her and find out what, you know, what's going on with the gigs I have, that I should be at a certain distance, that the kids really shouldn't come up, and that the parents really need to pay attention to that. Because parents are assholes, they don't care, you know? And, you know, like I said, I'm Santa Claus, you know, and year in and year out, that's part of the gig. But when it starts affecting my livelihood at my main thing, I really gotta have a talk about this.
Well, our school is now shut down until Thanksgiving because of these parents not taking precautions. And I don't think they should open up after Thanksgiving. Because people are going to gather. They should not open up until mid-January. That's really what you should do at this point. Mid-January, because people are going to get together. Because we've gotten lax. I mean, we're not doing our normal Thanksgiving. It's going to be the first Thanksgiving in my daughter's life where it's just going to be the three of us. We're not going anywhere. Are you guys doing your normal Thanksgiving? Joe, are you stalking
in
the bushes?
Yeah, I'm going to sit in the house and watch
TV. Yeah, that's what you do. So, yeah. We're all having Joe's Thanksgiving. We're all finally living like Joe.
Yeah.
well, my brother-in-law asked if we were going to come over to their place, and there's, you know, my brother and sister-in-law and their son, and nobody else would be there this year for a number of reasons, but we're thinking we're not even, the way things are going, we don't even want to chance that, because, well, between the four of us, there's two with heart problems and two cancer survivors.
No.
We're like, yeah, you know what, maybe we should call this one off and get a pizza or something. You know, we're not really thinking it's smart even to have small gatherings.
No, we're not doing it this year. It's weird. So I was supposed to be at Bananas this coming weekend, but because New Jersey just changed the guidelines, they have to close earlier now. That got canceled and pushed back to December, so they just canceled. I was working with Tommy Davidson. They just canceled him. So now
They canceled the gig.
I had a feeling that was going to happen when I said that I might try to go. Then
damn it, it's your fault.
And thank you, Katie Lynn. She gave me the word I wanted. I was looking for the word exposure.
Look at Katie. All up with the exposure. Thank you, Katie, for exposing Pip as being a dunderhead.
I am. I am losing my goddamn mind. Yes. I can't think of words anymore. That happened when I turned 40, but now it's even worse because I don't talk to many people, and so my vocabulary has gone down to a cockatiel.
There you go. So I picked up a gig for this Friday. It's a cabaret show. It's two shows. So now I got to hang out there. So I'm actually a little bit nervous and everything. So I'm gonna have my mask, like when I work with Joe. Gonna have my mask. Gonna have my Clorox wipes. Bringing my own microphone. Staying away from people. And I'm just thinking, who's going out in this? Who's turning on the news and go, yeah, listen, I want people to come to the shows. But who's like, yeah, I want to sit in a place and laugh. I want everybody's mouth wide open, spewing, drinking, and there's gonna be a single or two. Maybe we could all sing along. Maybe we'll get up and dance. Who the hell is thinking this? Please come to my show this Friday. But seriously, I don't.
What do you mean it's a cabaret show? What are you coming out with, a hat and a cane,
a tassels and a thong? No.
Ooh, wait a minute. Where is this again?
Maybe I will go.
It's in Hamburg, New Jersey. No, it's they got a jazz band, they got a singer, and they got a comedian. So. It's you know, listen, it's fine. I'm just nervous.
I didn't know you were a jazz singer.
I am. Skitty bop bop dee bop. We'll see if the show's still there on Friday. But I'm like nervous. I'm thinking, why the hell am I going out in this shit? It's like when we go out in a, like, it's like when we go out in a storm. But here's the difference. Like, cause we get in the car like in a blizzard, we go, why the fuck am I driving to this gig? But in that case, I already had the gig. In this case, I actually requested the gig, knowing that the blizzard's gonna be there. That's just stupidity.
Well, everybody's going through it, whoever has booked gigs, you know. I mean, I was supposed to be down at the Jersey Shore doing New Year's, but obviously, I was talking to Dino last week. I go, well, I guess that's out unless we're going to ring the New Year in at 9:30.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
I know.
I would not want to.
The entertainer is going through it, man, you know.
I don't, well, no, not in Florida. In Florida, they just go on like nothing happened.
Apparently, too many places they're going on like nothing's happening.
I am holding off on you know, next year is going to be a bloodbath too, because I'm trying to hold off on like booking these gigs. The only gig I inquired about getting for the second half of next year, I inquired about a Florida gig. I want everything for the second half of next year. That's what I'm trying to do, because hopefully we'll have this under control. That's what I'm. So I wanted to get the Bahamas again. And I'm trying to get Florida. I'll follow up with that. But like the first half
of
this year,
you want to know something? Everything you get is in the book and pencil. I mean, they'll confirm. You know, yeah, okay, we're going to do the gig. We'll see what happens. So it's not like they're going to call back. They called and said we're going to try to do this gig, but everything is in pencil. You know.
Well, I mean, Florida, the gigs are happening. They're just not social distancing or wearing masks. So I'm just looking at it, go, nah. I'm having, you know, I have confidence, although there's no basis for it. I'm hoping that the place that I do on Friday is responsible. If they're not responsible, I don't know what I'm going to do. But
let me tell you something. A lot of the places, like I said, I've done work down at Uncle Vinny's. I've, you know, gone out to brunch with Joe's Girl, gone out to restaurant. Every establishment, including the workshops at both the places that I do. Every establishment owner is taking it damn serious.
Yeah, but there's only so much you can do. You can take it serious, but there's only so much you can do. I mean, you know, you just talked about how, you know, somebody where at the place where they went out to eat was sick. And the guy who fixes the bathroom is sick. There's only so much you can do. Because even if you're exposed, if you get tested too soon, you don't know. But,
right.
So, Pip, you had a you stink. It's been in the hopper. Let me play the theme for that.
You stink.
That was the rap version of that. I was scratching the U there. Did you hear you? That's what that was. That was.
Well, that works. Well, as you remember, I had my gallbladder out, and you know, the first thing that they do is they bring you into a room and they you sign a million papers and you you know, talk to the doctors about what they're about to do to you, and they get an IV going, yada, yada. And so all that happened. I was talking to this one nurse, and she was hooking up my IV, and I don't remember what we were discussing, but all of a sudden, the anesthesiologist came in, and he, now, I don't expect him to, you know, have a little social conversation with the nurse, but we were in the middle of having a conversation. He just walked in and started talking at me, and it was like, dude, that's kind of rude.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me stop you right there. You're paying for his time. Be happy he's in a hurry, okay? What do you want him to sit there and entertain you? A little tap dance, a little song, some jazz hands? Hey, you're paying for him to put you under, and you're like, oh, this guy's just so pushy. Rush, rush, rush.
No, we were in the room before you get into the operating room.
You're not the only person there. There's other people. They don't have 20 anesthesiologists running around. You got some son of a bitch that's in pain waiting for the anesthesiologist. But hold on. Pip wants to share her horoscope with him. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No. You're misunderstanding me. The nurse was talking to me, and he just started talking over her.
Yes, because she's a nurse.
You know what? That's fucking rude. She's a person.
You know what? You're paying more for him than you are for her. The people are waiting. You got to go. There's a hospital. There's a pandemic out there. Let's go.
He didn't have someplace else to be at that moment.
How do you know?
He worked on me.
How do you know? Yeah, he wanted to put you on to stop your yapping and get on to the next one. He doesn't have time to chit-chat. You know,
they have to stay there the whole time. So the only reason he was there right then was for me.
And he wasn't happy about it.
No, apparently not.
He knows what a problem you are.
I just thought it was a little rude. That was just a little background. And then we get into the operating room, and he's very curt. And then he starts complaining about the
look at
the
you.
IV.
He was curt. He didn't ask how my day was. There I am lying there. Where's his concern for me?
No, there's a difference. Oh, my doctor was talking to me like I'm a human being. You know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And, I hear this guy talking to other people. He's a little short, but whatever. But the thing was, then he started complaining about the IV that the nurse had put in me. And I'm like, oh, okay. But
oh,
then
great.
He, I know. So he's like, oh, well, now we're going to have to put another one in. I'm like, do what you got to do. But then he started complaining to the, I don't even know what his role was, but this other doctor or whomever was there, and starts talking about how stupid the nurses are in that area I was just in. Over me.
That instills confidence.
What?
I said that instills confidence.
Precisely! I'm lying there, they're about to put me under and do stuff to me, and they're talking, oh, they're so stupid over there, they don't ever ask, if they don't know how to do something, they should ask. And I'm like, this is really not professional, and you're complaining about the personnel and the jobs they do here, when the job is on me!
I will play devil's advocate, and I will say, the honesty is refreshing.
No.
Sure. What he's saying is, you're lucky we got you when we did. Another minute there, they would have opened you up like you were a game of operation, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. Thank goodness you're here. This is why I have to rush around, and I can't be talking to these airheads. I got shit to do.
He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to people around me.
I know.
He wasn't there.
But he doesn't want to talk to idiots. That's why he's not talking to the nurses. These are beauty school dropouts who just happen to be nurses at this hospital tent that you went to where they're doing triage worse than a MASH unit during the Korean War. You're lucky to be alive.
This is a respected hospital. This is not a tent in the parking lot.
Apparently not, Pip. Apparently it's not respected. He doesn't even respect his coworkers.
Oh, no. So this is how annoyed this got me. Now, I didn't mouth off to this guy because he's about to put me under.
Smart girl.
So I kept it to myself. But, I mean, I had barely woken up. They wheeled me into the area I'd been before, and the nurse comes in to check on me and said, oh, hold on, girl, we got to talk right now. Like, I couldn't wait. I had just woken up from anesthesia, and I'm, like, laying into her.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's back there calling you stupid.
Joe, this is how you know Pip has been out of the workplace too long. She is jonesing for the office politics, the gossip. Because she doesn't have an office to be in now, she's stirring shit up in other people's offices. You could have just sat there and kept it to yourself and shared it on the radio show. But you're like, get a load of what this one's saying about you. You're insane.
Oh, No. I wasn't having it because this is really unprofessional. And if he's doing it in front of me, he's doing it in front of other people, and he's calling the nursing staff stupid, I'm not having it.
But you know what? So, maybe they are stupid. How are you to judge? I can't judge. He might be right. They might be the worst. I love nurses. They're heroes. But maybe these nurses suck. Maybe he's tired of their incompetence.
If you ever wondered what would it be like if this show was a medical practice? Well, apparently Pip found out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I was like, no. If they're stupid and incompetent in that section, somebody's got to know. If this guy's a douche that talks bad about the other professionals in the office, somebody's got to know.
But you're not person. You're not that
person. I am a person.
No, you're a person. You're not that person. You don't need to...
Oh, no.
You don't
but
need
I
to...
want to talk to that person.
Oh, my God.
I got it started.
Oh, my God. Holy...
Yep.
This is like the classic Seinfeld episode when every doctor was writing on Elaine's chart, and then she had to go to the veterinarian by the end of the episode because nobody would see her about the rash.
I told the nurse that was called stupid, and so she said, you know what? Can you talk to my supervisor and tell her this? And I'm like, yeah, bring her. So got her supervisor, and I said, Big Mouth in there is calling the nurses in this department stupid while he's about to knock me out. And so she listened to me explain everything. She's like, thank you for telling me. And then, and my surgeon was in the room while this was all happening, but she was not in, you know, I'm strapped down. I couldn't see her where she was in the room, but she was there. So when I went back to my surgeon for the follow-up, She goes, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. That was brought up, that went up to, that went way up, and that's being looked into. So apparently this is a big to-do. And she was, like, all conciliatory towards me, and I'm like, you can relax. You didn't do it. You weren't part of that conversation. That was that guy. And then my... My purse was on the ground right next to the little table, and right below that little area where you put your hand under to get the the hand wash.
Oh.
So she puts her hand under there. I know, I told you, my brain is gone. The antibacterial. So she put her hand under there, and it went splurt, but it splurted after she moved her hand away, and it got on my purse. I could tell she was afraid that I was that bitch that goes nuts about everything, because she goes, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry.
You're fucking Karen. You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I wasn't upset about that. I was upset about this douche
being
rude and curt and talking shit about nurses.
No,
with a patient.
No, not nurses. Those nurses in that section who you don't know. You don't know how many people they've killed with their ineptitude. You have no idea. He might have been doing service.
That's exactly what I told her supervisor. I said, I don't know if the IV was done right or wrong. That's not my wheelhouse. I have no idea.
Oh, my
point
God.
Is, they were discussing it in front of me.
You know what else is in your wheelhouse? Minding your own damn business. That's not in your wheelhouse either.
Nope. I don't want this douchebag putting me under ever again.
Listeners,
so I was like, nope.
Listeners, would somebody please employ Pip so she can leave the medical professionals who are fighting a goddamn pandemic alone, where they don't have to deal with Miss fucking Karen rolling in, being a white knight in a social justice war? Can somebody employ Pip? Would you like office gossip? Would you like your shit stirred just a little bit more with that little extra sausson of Pip Flair? Hire Pip Helix. Let her bring that special type of magic and getting her nose up in your business to your office. Oh my God.
No, I don't stir shit when
you
there's shit to be stirred.
No shit needed to be stirred. You had one job, laying there and pass out. That was your job. Lay there. That was actually the proper time for you not to fucking say a word. You were there not to say a word, and you fucked that up. You couldn't even shut up when you were being knocked out.
Oh, no. I shut up just fine when I was knocked out. The propofol does a great job.
Oh, my God.
Thing is, he didn't wait to knock me out before he started stirring the pot.
See, there's his mistake. He should have put you out sooner. There was his fucking mistake. But again, none of your business. None of your business. Shut up.
Totally my business.
Not your business. Nobody hired you to get into their fucking office politics. You don't know who's banging who. Maybe he got a blowjob from one of the nurses and she used too much teeth. You don't know what's going on. There's all sorts of office politics that you're not privy to. Maybe he's just having a bad day. Maybe those nurses are a bunch of twats. You don't know, but you had to fucking get all up in there. It's none of your business. At least when Joe and I interfere with business at airports, it's because the plane's going to the wrong fucking place. And that's everybody's business.
It's everybody's business when one of the surgical team is being unprofessional.
No, it's not. You know what? You know when it's your business? When he fucking leaves something in you, or when he puts you out, but you feel everything. Then you have a valid complaint. Because he's bitching about his coworkers, nay.
But they're coworkers that work on me.
Yeah, no.
How professional is it if you're bitching about another person on the staff at the place because if you go to some place to get your car fixed, you don't want to hear them talking about, oh, those bozos in transmission, you're not going to fucking have any feeling of security about bringing your car there.
No, you're conflating. It's not professional. It's wrong. That being said, you need to shut the fuck up. You have one job. Get operated on and heal, and then pay the bill. That's your fucking job. Those are your responsibilities in this scenario. Nobody needs your opinions and in fucking sights. Shut the fuck up.
You know what, though? If you feel like getting up and healing may be jeopardized by the people they're talking shit about, you get kind of concerned.
But her concern is not that perhaps the nurses aren't good. That's not her concern. Her concern is that he's saying the nurses aren't good. Now, if her concern was, oh shit, maybe these nurses aren't good, maybe these bitches butchered me over there and they're wheeling me back out, then I go, all right, well, that's a fucking concern. That's something you should worry about. But no, her concern is office politics, protocol, niceties.
No, you know what? Thank you. Christo in the chat says, didn't hear the whole thing, but not all women that stand up are Karens. Thank you, Christo.
But this one is, Christo. This one is. Not all of them are. Some women do fabulous things when they stand up. This one's obviously a pain in the ass when she's laying down. That's why you got to put the pillow over her head.
So what happened to her? She burned really nice.
Wait a minute. Oh, she wasn't complaining. Oh, yes, she was.
Who?
Joan of Arc.
Oh, Joan of Arc. Another Karen. Karen of Arc.
Oh, I like that. I'll take Karen of Arc.
Karen,
she gets burned to the crisp.
Karen Antoinette. Let them eat cake. How'd that work out, Karen Antoinette? You kind of lost your head there for a little bit, didn't you?
I disagree with you. I think that if this is the hospital that I'm going to go to whenever one of my organs decides to go bad, I need to have full confidence that the team is working together.
This just proves my point.
Bitching about each other over the patient is not working together.
In the history of Karens, no Karen has ever said, you know what, you have a point. Maybe I should have shut the fuck up. That's the whole point of being a Karen. You're being a Karen.
I don't believe that I should have shut the fuck up.
That's what a Karen would say.
Listen, I talked to the woman who was being complained about, the supervisor. Now it's on her to figure out if the nurse fucked it up or the guy was being a douche. It's up to them, and they're having talks about it now.
Stir it up. We're having a hard time getting nurses right now because they're working so many hours and they're getting sick. Stir it up. Maybe we'll lose a nurse because her feelings were hurt and she left. Good, Pip. Now maybe somebody dies of COVID-19. Maybe somebody's nana dies of COVID-19 because you had to get up in their fucking business instead of just sitting there passing out and healing. Good job, Pip. You're a killer. You're the Karen COVID killer. That's what you are.
You know what? I did not kill anybody's nanas. This was a couple of weeks ago during the lull, I'll have you all
now,
know.
No, there's no lull. No lull. People are still dying. No lull.
I mean, in the area.
No. People are still dying. You're the Karen COVID killer. You at least got them a nasty cough. Good job. I hope you're pleased with yourself because you wanted to share your thoughts on their office policy. You know, that strikes me as wrong. He's being rude. What got into that man? Let me tell you something, mister. Well, I've never. Ugh, shut up. Heal.
Well,
that's your job. Heal.
Well, I have.
Of course you have. And now if you keep this up, you never will again. This is not good for the resume.
This is not good for whose resume?
Your resume! Nobody's bringing Karen into the office! Nobody wants a woman with opinions on everybody else's business! Shut the fuck up! It's fine if you told us. If you came, hey, this struck me as really wrong, I didn't like this, what do you guys think? Alright, then I support you. But no, you had to next level it. You had to go all Karen shit on it. You had to insert yourself into office politics. That's what you did! You're a pain in the ass!
Yeah, because I think it's bullshit that doctors talk shit about nurses.
No. That doctor talks shit about those nurses. You don't know if he was right.
Those nurses. I know, but I don't know. But the thing is, now I brought it up to their attention, and the upper peep management can figure out, are there bad nurses, or is he a douche?
I mean, you know how they know there's bad, you know how they know there's bad nurses? When people get fucking sued. It's called medical malpractice. That's when you find out a nurse isn't up to snuff. When people start suing the hospital and shit. And then you no longer have bad nurses. They don't need an anesthesiologist and a fucking COVID Karen sharing the fucking news. Do you understand? We have ways. We have ways of finding this out in a medical situation. All you had to do was lay there, pass out, heal, pay the bill. All you had to do. You know, so many times I wish you would do more. This was a time I wish you wouldn't have done more. And yet you felt the need to go the extra mile.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I feel good about it still. Even with your ambush here, I feel good
not
about
what
I did.
Not an ambush. I'm thinking of all the people who have COVID-19 who need a nurse, but now they can't get one because she quit because her feelings were hurt.
But you're making all that up.
No, that's what happens.
No, this isn't what happened.
How do you know? You're not there. Did you go back? Maybe you should go back. Maybe you should follow up with the nurse. How was your day? Is he nicer to you now? Did you guys work it out? Maybe you should follow up. I mean, you stirred the shit. Shouldn't you smooth the shit now? I mean, you just throw a fucking Molotov cocktail into their work situation, and then you ride off into the sunset minus a gallbladder. You got what you needed out of the situation, and then you stand back and watch the mayhem you caused. Go back, Pip. Show something. Follow up with the nurses. See if it's worked out. Maybe they've gotten better at their job. Maybe the guy is a prick. There's more to this story. But no, you don't care, COVID Karen. You don't care. It's all about you and your white knight and your high horse. That's all it is.
Joe, stop fucking enjoying this so much.
Come on, right.
Well, you know what? You can't see what happened.
What's that?
You really should see what happened.
Thank you.
See how it turned out, if it got resolved.
It's not up to me now. They're talking it out. I don't have a horse in that race between them talking it out. That's what they needed to do.
You know what? You better hope with your little fucking medical history, you better hope you don't get that anesthesiologist next time you need to go under again, because you know that shit's coming.
Oh, no, that's not coming, because I'm going to make sure I never get that one again.
How are you going to make sure?
Because I'm going to make sure before I have surgery that that's not the one that's on call.
You'll probably get one that's not as good. You'll probably get a
fucker. I don't care.
What, are you going to check the schedule?
No, I'm going to say, you know what? I don't want that doctor.
Oh,
part of the surgical team.
My God. You.
By the time you get there, they put the mask over you, and you either hope you see the light of day or your mom and Jesus. You know, it's either going to be.
No. That's not true. They come into the room, they introduce themselves, and they talk over the nurse that's already talking to you, and then they have a little hissy fit over you before they put you out. You know, you meet them beforehand.
My God, you know what? Maybe he was just angry. Maybe he needed a fucking Snickers. Who the hell knows? Why do you got to insert...
I think he did.
Fine. Why do you got to insert your... Why do you got to... You know, he's got bills to pay, too. He's got a family to support. Would you rather he complained to her boss? Maybe that nurse loses her job. You don't know. You don't know everything. You were just there for one little snippet, half out of it, because you're about to have your gallbladder removed. All fucking nerves are, you know, all taut and everything. It's very stressful and shit. And you got to fucking insert yourself. This is why Mr. Helix sent you there. You didn't need a gallbladder removed. He just wanted some quiet.
I wasn't nervous at all.
You
should have
been.
I was completely relaxed.
With your attitude, you should be. I would not trust a doctor with you anymore. There's no way. Next time you need your ass looked at, they're going to have a fucking metal spike glove on their hand. You're going to walk with a little giddy up.
Wait till it's Fisher time. Holy cow.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying.
No, well, here's just the thing. Is they would take a look at my chart and go, oh, this one doesn't put up with nonsense. We better be careful with this one.
No, this one's a problem. Don't you watch Seinfeld? This one's a problem.
I know that episode.
You're going to have to go to a veterinarian next time you need something removed.
I love my vet.
Good. Good. Can't wait till he puts you to sleep. Puts you out of our misery.
Move over, sweet pea. It's mommy's turn.
It's mommy's. Mommy's getting spayed.
Too late. Done.
Yeah, well. Oh my God. Just shut up. Shut up. Stop being a COVID parent.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God. My God. You miss the office. You miss getting involved. You miss being a Budinsky. That's what you miss.
I actually am not a Budinsky in the office, and I really loathe office pot stirring.
Oh wow, you must have a hard time looking at the mirror, dear.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that in the office.
Just in other people's office.
I like everybody to get along in the office. I like everybody to get along in the hospital. But that shit will not stand.
Pip rolls into the doctor's office and goes, well, I've never. This Highlights magazine's from 1996. Who's doing the ordering? I need to talk to somebody immediately. Somebody must get fired. How am I supposed to find what's different from the others when they've already been solved? I will not stand for this.
No. No, I'm actually... My landscaper stopped by yesterday, and he told me that we're one of the best clients he has because we don't give him a hard time.
Your landscaper, they give you that a girl.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, Pip. You're fucking up the medical profession, but Juan is very happy that you don't bitch when he runs over the tulips with the lawnmower.
Oh, they'll have a cat. Oh, he's a very nice lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. His name is Joe, and he's not Hispanic, by the way.
Oh, all right, so he's Italian. He's Italian.
So, I have something in common with him.
Well, how so?
My name is Joe, and I'm not Hispanic either.
you guys met at the meetings?
Oh, my. Okay, that's enough.
Non-Hispanic Joe meetings.
You have caused problems. You've caused hardship. Lord knows how many people have died of COVID-19 because of your...
Because of me.
What? Because of you. You're the reason. You're the reason shit's getting locked down.
And wait, what about the next patient? What about the next patient that came in right after her that was treated to the nice, happy staff that's not at each other's throats?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We had to stir the pot.
All of a sudden, nurses are just jabbing patients with needles because they're all pissed off. Shit, they never would have known. They would have thought, oh, he's a nice guy. It would have been copacetic. Everything would have been fine. But no, Pip had to pull the curtain down. You're like the magician who gives all the fucking tricks away. You suck.
No. Because the nurse that he complained about was the one that he interrupted our conversation, and then when I got in there, he was talking shit about her. She already knew what the story was with this guy and his attitude, so she was happy to go and get her supervisor for me to talk to. She suggested that, so I was just going to tell the nurse. She's like, "Can you tell my supervisor?" Gladly, bring her.
Did you guys give each other a "you go, girl" and two snaps?
Kinda.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She was, like, happy that she had somebody that's willing to say something.
Yeah, because all the other nurses know what a fucking moron she is. So they're not going to stick up for her. You got the shitty nurse. You're lucky to be alive. You got the nurse that's just looking to chat. Good for you. You found somebody like you. Somebody who just wants to shoot the shit at inopportune times, and you fucking bonded.
She was talking to me about... something Nurse-ish. I don't even remember. It was something medical.
Nurse-ish. Yeah. It was nurse-ish.
Don't you speak nurse-ish?
So I'm banging the brain surgeon in the closet. That's kind of nurse-ish.
Nurse-ish.
And in you, she found a kindred spirit. You know what? I don't know this nurse, but if she found a kindred spirit in you, I got to agree with the anesthesiologist. The nurses are kind of stupid there.
How dare you, sir?
You can't. What are you going to do, bitch to the boss? You're talking to him. I don't care.
You're just upset because you don't speak nurse-ish.
I don't speak nurse-ish, and I am a little upset. I'm not going to lie.
What are you so upset about?
I don't speak nurse-ish.
I know. You should learn. Yeah, well. It has nothing to do with banging them.
But fortunately, you speak pain in the ass, so that covers it all.
I do. Case in point.
COVID Karen, right there. You're looking at it.
I like you talking to me about being a pain in the ass. That's what's rich.
What?
You're a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, because
I need
you to do shit, but you can't do shit because you're busy tattling on fucking doctors. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to do the Instagram story this week. I was getting involved in nurse's shit. I was getting involved in hospital protocol. I apologize. It slipped my mind. There was an anesthesiologist that needed a talking to and a what for, and I was on that.
I would have given him what for if he wasn't going to put me out and then keep me out.
A what for and a how do you do? Never.
No, I would have told him off right there if he didn't have the power of putting me out forever.
Oh, that would have been a good story.
Why do you think we have all these riots in these cities? Pip goes in there and he listens to like Black Lives Matter and the Trump supporters and he goes, you're not going to take that shit, are you?
That's right. You're right. You know what? You know how we know that? You're absolutely right. Because during the day, everything's nicey-nice. Look at Pip. She likes the darkness. Nighttime comes. Pip crawls out of her little fucking hovel, and she starts stirring shit up. You're not going to see what he said. You're not going to believe what he said about you. Are you going to take that from him? You know what you should do? You should break that window right now. You should punch him in the face. And then Pip sneaks out like a fucking little thief in the night. That's what you do.
Yeah,
hey, Joe.
You're going to take the Magna people insulting you and stuff like that? Bullshit. Don't shoot yourself. Go inside. Take a TV set.
Help yourself
hey, Joe,
to a TV.
Joe, you know what Davin was saying about you right before the show started?
Yeah.
Things I said to him right on the screen.
Believe me, after the beginning of this segment, really, you're going to stir the pot? The pot's been stirred. Hey,
exactly. We don't need you, Pip.
Broke apart again.
I just sat there silently going.
We don't need your help to stir the pot. We both got big fucking spoons.
we're gonna take our first break, and Pip maybe will call your place of business and cause you problems. That's what we're gonna have Pip do on the break.
Go right ahead.
God. Oh, my. Mr. Helix cannot wait for this pandemic to end. He needs to get you out of the house.
I'm sure I'm driving him crazy.
Oh, my God. This poor man is a saint. He's a saint, that Mr. Helix. On the break, we have new music from DJ Combo and Sander 7 with La La Song and Airport Impressions with Light Years. And you can learn more about DJ Combo and Sander at khb-music.de. And you can learn more about Airport Impressions at deucemusic.com. Short break. When we come back, Pip, as you might imagine, has strong opinions. This one on a congresswoman who won't wear a mask. Too bad Pip wasn't on the floor of Congress. She would have given that freshman congresswoman a what for. And music. It's going to be completely different how you listen to it. Beamed into your head and how you go to concerts. And a newscaster wishes bad things on Mitch McConnell and it doesn't go well for him. Don't go anywhere.